Our Geico player of the game has got to be big A.J. Ogilvie in the middle. It was kind of a tale of two halves for A.J. Struggled through the first half, only 3 points, but in the second half, talk about A.J., just what the focus was in the locker room at halftime, what you guys wanted to come out and do offensively in the second half.
We talked a lot about just coming out and trying to assert our dominance on them. We didn't feel like we'd played well or to the level that we needed to play to win the game in the first half. And there's this big focus of everyone coming out to play, especially me. I hadn't got anything going in the first half, and I know the guys kind of rely on me to get some inside touches and some easy scores. So there was a big focus on trying to get the ball inside at the start of the second half so we could get some quick points.
Talk about the way DePaul plays, the style of game they play, and how difficult it is to adjust to play a game like that.
It's a little difficult to adjust to play a game like that, but especially after coming from playing Missouri, who are very up and down and extremely quick. DePaul sort of space you out and run the ball around for all 35 seconds of the shot clock and try and slow you down, bring you to their level, and they obviously are able to do that because they kept us to a pretty low score today. But they are, they get long shots and long rebounds, and they're able to get a few offensive rebounds when we should have got them. So it's a tough way to play.
I was talking to Coach after the Missouri game. You went 11 of 12 from the line in the Missouri game. You go 13 of 15 today. And Kevin said that you made a little adjustment, some kind of little adjustment in your shooting, or I don't know if it's your stance, or I mean, can you kind of explain what you changed? And obviously it's worked pretty well.
Yeah, it's worked real well for me. Coach was just talking to me, I was shooting free throws after practice one day, and just commented that I sort of shifted my weight a little bit. After I shot my free throw, my right foot moved, and I concentrated on holding that still for a couple of days at practice, and now my stroke feels a lot better, and I've been able to knock down free throws pretty consistently these past two games.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. And credit, Brad Tinsley today, guys getting you passes inside and giving you the opportunity to get to the line. And at some point, I guess, in the second half, you realized probably your scoring today was going to come from the line, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't know if teams are trying to foul me because they think I can't shoot free throws or what, but the guys are doing a great job of getting the ball inside, and, I mean, I can't get scores if they don't throw it inside to me. So, it's one goes with the other.
I know, and you looked, a couple of guys came off the bench today to give you some spark. And I wanted to mention, Charles Hinkle gave you some really good minutes today. And I saw some enthusiasm out of him defensively. This is one of those you just got to kind of get after guys, and he certainly did that today.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need off the bench. We need a spark off the bench each game, and Charles is able to provide that for us today. He sort of did today, or he does a practice every day. He gets out and bothers the offensive player, and he did a great job for us, knocked down a couple of crucial shots as well.
Well, you've come through a pretty good run here now, and you've been to San Francisco, you've been to Australia, you went to Australia earlier. You've been to Maui, now you come back home, and now you're going to go again for a tough one on Illinois, and I wonder how much the trip, the travel, all that kind of stuff actually is helping you guys, get ready for what's coming later on.
I think the amount of travel we've done this year is definitely going to prepare us once SEC time comes because, I mean, flying to wherever, Alabama or whatever, to play a game is going to be nothing compared to flying over to San Francisco, play a game, flying to Australia to play a few games. Everyone's going to be a lot more able to travel. The only person who might struggle is John, but he's still done the San Francisco trip, and I think that'll really help us out.
All right. Appreciate it, AJ. Thank you. Good game today.
Thanks very much.